time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? We're a weekly show on MSONewsports.com. We got one guest today, as we usually do. We got opening segment, commercial, guest, commercial, closing segment. That's how we roll. Very efficient stuff. Tom Ryan is the Methuen Athletics Director. He was an interim role slash football coach. Now he's just full-time AD, and he's given over the reins to one of his assistants. So he'll tell us more about that. But Tom Ryan will kind of paint the picture of what's happening with Methuen football and Methuen sports in general in the Merrimack Valley. So he's got some great thoughts. We even talk about state high school athletic association, some rules, what's going on there. And it's a lot of fun talking to Tom and catching up. So I'm going to step out of the way and just let Tom do his thing here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Me and Tom Ryan after the break.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. North Shore sports fans, get ready. Phil and Corey's Sports World in Saugus has a monster lineup of sports stars coming your way. And you heard it here right on the North Shore Sports Desk. First up, Saturday, August 16th, right here, a couple days away. It's a very rare appearance from 2004 World Series champion Kevin Millar. That's right, the Cowboy Up leader. Alongside award-winning sports writer Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe, they'll be at Sports World, 184 Broadway in Saugus. You know that place, Route 1. From 10 a.m. to noon, spots are extremely limited. Autographs start at just $69. Then, on Tuesday night, September 9th, head over to Kowloon Restaurant. That's right, Chinese food on Route 1. You love it. For the first ever local appearance of Patriots number one draft pick, Will Campbell. That's right, Will Campbell. Our boy, our lineman, the beast. He'll be signing from 7 to 9 p.m. with autographs, inscriptions, and photo ops available. But you want to grab your spot fast. And later in the month, Saturday, September 28th, former Boston Bruin and Flyer Joe Watson hits Sports World 184 Broadway in Saugus from noon to 2 p.m., signing his brand new book, Thundermouth, along with photos and pucks. Sportsworld-USA.com is the website. Call 781-233-7222 about these events and availability and all that good stuff. Phil Cassinetti and the gang over there. Phil and Corey's Sports World. It's the biggest names meet sports' biggest fans. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today. Odd to say this, but former Methuen football coach Tom Ryan and the current athletics director. What's going on, coach and Mr. AD?
a lot of good things in Methuen. Methuen sports is going pretty well.
I love it. So this is a first, you know, stepping down to fully concentrate on athletic director duties. You had that interim role there slash football coach all the way up through last fall, and this June kind of everything became official, full AD, and Methuen has a new football coach. So Let's start there. One of your proteges, right? One of your assistants.
Yeah, Ryan Dugan is going to be awesome. He's ready. I mean, he's been an assistant for like 14 years, 12 years under, you know, with me. He's been offensive coordinator since day one. He was actually basically my first hire. We met like in a in a cold building one time and 12 years ago, and I didn't know him really beforehand. And as soon as I met him, I knew he was really good. And, he's been my offensive coordinator ever since. So, I mean, if anyone's followed us the last 12 years, we obviously had a good run, but you know, we're known more for our offense, you know, innovation on our offense. And Ryan, obviously was a gigantic part of that. So, he'll be ready, and I think the team's gonna be good. There's a lot of elite players on that team, and they gotta work on their depth and different things. But I like what I've seen in the weight room in the summertime for sure. So I expect good things out of that program.
Yeah, like 6-2, 6-2, 7-1 last three seasons, and 2022 a Final Four appearance. So I mean, he's coming in. He's been there. But he's coming in as head coach to a program that's just been on the rise and in the mix, in the conversation for some of the top D1 schools in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. There's some great players. I mean, he's got some front seven defenders that are really good. Vinny Jameo at linebacker is got to be one of the. He should have got the defensive player of the year last year in the Merrimack Valley. He's exceptional, and he's back. So. He's got some players, it's all about each year is unique. Can you kind of put it together? And there's a lot of factors, and, certainly losing Shane Easton is not that easy to replace. So he'll have his work cut out for him. But I think there's a lot of candidates to do it. I think the offense is, changeable enough to, if you have a guy like Shane Easton, give the ball to him 30 times a game, but.
Yeah.
Other years we've thrown the ball 30 times a game, So, I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it's kind of like he's one of several in the past few years, especially this season, a lot of turnover for the Merrimack Valley football coaches. Sigsbury's out, Bill Ricca. North Andover has a new coach. In the last 2 years, Andover's got a new coach. He's gone. Perry's gone. And then the last couple of years, Central, big change there with Chuck A gone. So what does that say to you? I mean, is it, it's changing of the guard? Is it a lot of young blood coming in and, a new generation, shall we say? Old new guys?
I think it was a unique combination of a lot of things terms of how many coaches left in a short span or different things like this. Job that I have, and the reason why I'm changing over kind of happened flukishly, certainly things. And then there were certainly some guys that were, Chuck Adamopoulos in at Central Catholic. He was, he's older, he'd been coaching for a long time. So sooner or later, he was going to retire.
Yeah.
Sure. And then same thing with Coach Perry in Andover. So there's a couple things, the Sigsbury thing surprised me a little bit. And then so did, John over North Andover, but those things happen and it is what it is, but it's going to be interesting for sure. You are right. That's a lot of changeover in a short amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, as embedded you were into football, the mind has to go all over the place now, for all sports. So, we're sitting here mid August. I'm sure it feels for you like the season's already well into swing here. You got, signups and equipment pass outs and registration forms, users fees, what have you. So, where do you stand right now? What's top of mind for you getting the fall season going?
So it's, if you're organized enough, you have a lot of things all set in June and ready to go. You have all the emails scheduled, send and all that kind of stuff. So, it's kind of a wait and see game now. We have a lot that the online permission forms and stuff, they're starting to trickle in now. There'll be a huge explosion on Thursday from the football end because football starts on Friday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday night's always an interesting night because that's when all the other sports start on Monday morning on the 19th or 18th on Monday morning.
18th,
So that will be, it's always a funny time for me. All of a sudden, everybody's ready to go. But it should be fine. It should be seamless. I'm really looking forward. You know, we have a couple of new coaches. Field hockey program is being taken over by Caitlin Conley. She was an unbelievable hire we had. She was, she coached college field hockey for like 10 years and made all sorts of NCAA tournaments at Lesley. She is what a kind of unicorn hire we had with her. That doesn't happen too often. You get a, you know, if a coach like Coach Swales, who was excellent, she had like her fourth or fifth child. So understandable that she had to step down. But, you know, to have a replacement like this, like Caitlin Conley, is rare with that much experience. So I'm looking forward to what she does with that program. Girls soccer, Roz Punichiaro, he was the interim coach last year when Coach Kamara was the out with a baby. He's kind of taken over full time, so I'm interested to see what happens with the girls program. I think they're young. They graduated a few really stud players, but he's got that program working hard, so I love that. And then Henry Marin, our soccer coach, he ain't new, but he's, if you haven't met Henry, he's one of a kind. That last year when we won a couple tournament games, when we went down and beat Weymouth, the number three seed in the tournament, that was special. He loves, eats, sleeps, breathes, whatever you want to say about soccer. Henry does that. So that program's always in good shape, you know. So, and then there's a bunch of others, you know, our golf program has probably graduated a ton. Coach Blackwell does a great job with them, and swim and dive with Jason Smith. I think we're looking for a little bit of a rebuild in there, yeah, but he always says that, and then he always produces great swimmers. You know, he's one of those coaches that I love coaches like that. We're going to be, not maybe a little down, and then, they're going to be good because he works so hard, you know?
Yeah, lower the expectations, right? And then the results look even better. Yeah. But you were saying, boys soccer, I mean, they were a couple tournament wins last year, like you said, beat Fian, beat Weymouth, and then battled Zavarian Brothers in the Sweet 16 before losing 2-0. And, they had a 13-win season overall. I mean, 13-4-4 when you add in the tournament.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, and I want to say the start of the season, like 1-4 or 0-3, they won. Like they had like a 16-game unbeaten streak or something crazy. I forget what the exact stat was. It was pretty crazy. And he thought they were going to be good coming in, and then when they lost like their first three, I was like, "Oh boy!" And then they just started ripping stuff off, and they just didn't stop. It was awesome.
Yeah. And then looking at the whole body of work for Methuen Athletics, it's early for winter, early for spring, of course. But any coaching changes in those arenas top of mind for you?
No, I mean, we coached both basketball programs, had a change of coach last year with Coach Ryan Millimus took over. He was the coach last season. He works really hard. And then Kevin Barbosa is the girls basketball coach. He took over last year. So they're building their programs. And I know Coach Barbosa has been working tirelessly to kind of make sure that we have, an excess amount of girls to play. And he's doing a great job. So those programs are building. Our ice hockey program, we've won like four straight league titles under Coach Blackwell. That's been great. Our girls hockey program, kind of went through a little bit of the passing of Coach O'Hearn, who passed away due to cancer recently. That was a touching thing. Tough for our girls, but we're figuring out what we're going to do for the head coaching job there. But we're going to wait a little bit on that. We have a little bit of time on that. But that program should be do well. For sure. And then and our track programs have some of the most elite athletes in our school. We have every time, we have Lauren Kwan. Every time she steps on the track, she seems to break another record. I say this very kiddingly, I'm sick and have to go on a lift. I keep going on the lift and changing the thing, it's like, she has to give me a break sometime. I can't do it every 2 months. I'm up there like putting on a new sticker on there. We have a big thing in our gym, but you need a lift to get to it. But it's a good problem to have. I guess a lot of people love to have that problem.
It is, absolutely. Has there been any significant changes MIAA-wise, any big rule changes this year? Nothing huge on the docket as you come into the new fresh school year?
No, not really. They're talking about, not for this year, but they are talking about maybe shortening I wouldn't say shortening the seasons, but codifying a couple things with the season, like football may start a little bit later next year, not this year. You know, they're talking about starting potentially winter sports on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, not the Monday. Some little small things like that. That's being talked about. That's not 100%, but some ADs think it's hard, like when you're to get all the paperwork and different things. I actually disagree with that, but I'm only one, so we'll see what actually happens. But that might be a little bit of a change. And then rule wise, I don't think there's too much.
Are you still, how do you feel about, you know, the way the postseason shapes up right now, the ranking system? We've had many, many years now. What about, is this year five?
It's about year five.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I actually like the whole thing in concept. And what I've noticed as the AD is they do tweak things. Like, for example, the lacrosse margin of victory changed last year from, like, I believe 10 to like 7. So they're always crunching numbers and trying to do things. So there is a lot behind the scenes that people don't realize that they're actually trying to do to fix it. Personally, I wish they did there's three columns you get to playoffs. One of them is strength of schedule. One of them is margin of victory. There's two columns, actually.
Yeah.
I would like a third column for wins. If you win a game, it should mean a little bit to win a game. But there are issues with that, and it's not a perfect system. So if they can somehow tweak that, that would make it perfect for me. But overall, I do like the system. I do like how there could be two teams in one league that could go all the way to the Super Bowl,
right?
Whatever sport you're playing. And the old system was like, you know, if you won a championship in your league, everyone else was out. So that was a bad part of that system. So I think, you know, in terms of the new system, I like that part of it.
Yeah. Is there any way to fix Thanksgiving being oddly after the season ends and between the Super Bowl? You know,
there has been 1,000 proposals. and I just think that people have to realize that it's not, it's just Thanksgiving is going to exist, and then we need to the current playoff system we have right now is good. Yeah, we just got to realize that, you know, it's probably not going to leave. So I know there was a big push to do all the playoffs after Thanksgiving. I'm not a huge fan of that either. I know a lot of people are, you know, and I get the reasons for it, but I don't know. I just think it's too many teams, there's too many games after, you know. December football is not as cracked up as it seems to be in Massachusetts, you know.
Is the argument there that you have the March cushion to push back the winter?
Yeah, there's some of that, but I think people feel problem people feel to recognize on that is that football is the only sport that goes to Thanksgiving. Most other sports, unless you are like going deep into a tournament run, like in soccer, end like November 1st.
Yeah.
So they're sitting, kids are sitting around for like a month, most kids, except for the football team. Right. So, you know, for winter sports to start in the December, you know, the Monday after Thanksgiving actually makes tremendous amount of sense. And to push it all back, I don't know. I'm not a fan of pushing it back for sure.
Yeah. I think one of my wild proposals was something like, all right, have all the Super Bowl teams like skip Thanksgiving or something. And so they can focus on just the Super Bowl. I don't know what it was. I don't even remember. I thought there's so many ideas out there, but
there are a lot. And a lot of them are good. A lot of them are valid. You know?
Yeah. But if you want to have that tradition Thanksgiving, you really can't do much about it. It's stuck right there in that final or third Thursday in November, whenever the heck it falls, usually every year. But
it's late this year. It's been late the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Fourth Thursday. So it's like 28th this year or something like that.
Yeah. How do you feel going in? I know like things trickle in last minute and in the next week or so, even after that, late signups and all that. You can't really get a good sense of participation numbers, but you know, it's 2025. Participation is challenging, you know, to get those numbers up to where they used to be. How's Methuen right now with participation?
So we're at about I crunched the numbers last in June. We're about 20% participation rate. And that, you know, that doesn't, you know, some kids are obviously multiple sport athletes too. So per season, we average about 20% of the school. So we have obviously 2,000 kids in the school roughly. So that gives us about 400 participants. So I'm looking, part of my goal is to get that up to 30%. See if we can get another 100 kids. Specifically, I think we need to, a lot of the female programs need to kind of recover a little bit here. Looking to kind of different avenues to recruit that. I know, like I said, my girls' field hockey coach is having free clinics or different things all summer. She's doing a lot of work to try to recruit players and interest into her sport. So those kind of things, we need a ton of that to really make sure. I'd love to get up to 30%.
Yeah. Yeah, and how do you get there? I mean, you know, it's a lot of what, walking the hallways, convincing kids. Hey, I noticed you didn't. Do you look at like, oh, here's a big crop of drop offs. Let's reach out to them and say, hey, what happened? Like, is it that intense of recruiting? Or
it can be. You know, a lot of them. Sometimes you get a, you know, if some sports don't work out for some reasons, you got to say, well, you were an athlete, try this sport. So I think some of that too. I think there's some kids that who thought that, I'm just making this up, who thought they were basketball players, and then all of a sudden, you know, they didn't make the freshman team for one reason or another. Well, hey, maybe you might be a volleyball player. You don't even know it. Or maybe you can throw the shot put farther than anybody in the school history, you know, things like that. So you got to kind of see if kids that are, you know, that's part of it. You know, kids that have been athletes, get them back into athletics, and then try to get kids that are athletes that don't know it to play athletics for the first time. We've had a bunch of success stories in Methuen in my time on the football team. I can't tell you, there's been a ton of kids that have never played sports or even football, and they came in the freshman year, we tried to recruit them, and they played, and they turned out to be great players. You just gotta keep working the system that way. You know, it's hard. It can be daunting, it can be tough, but you just gotta keep doing it.
Yeah. Tom Ryan can do what he wants. The coaches can do what they want. But I think the best marketers, if you will, are the kids themselves, right? Yeah. Trying to convince their buddies to come on. So, you know, maybe empower those captains to spread the word and recruit. You know, it's part of their job is recruiting, I guess, if they have to.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
All right, Coach. Well, I keep calling you Coach, but Mr. Ryan.
You can call me whatever you want.
Actually, I want to ask you one more final question. You know, how does it feel like, you know, mentally to kind of detach from football a little bit? That can't be easy.
No. And to be honest with you, it hasn't really hit me yet. I'm because I'm living in a sort of busy dream world, and you know, it will really hit me on Friday when practice starts. And then certainly when you start getting into the heat of practice, and then certainly the first night of the first game, you know, though it will be tough for sure. I mean, I either played or coached for almost 40 straight years, and then never had a break. So this is in my time. I'm only 46 years old, so I've been doing it since I was 6 years old. So I've never known anything. You know, I'm going to be interested. I told my wife I'll be interested to look up to see the leaves change this fall. I've never seen them before.
Yeah, exactly. I know, heads down, but well, you got to worry about multiple sports now and multiple athletes, coaches, and what have you. So wish you the best of luck in the new role, new-ish role, detaching yourself from football and of course, all the other programs. Appreciate the catch up, Tom.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one. Good luck.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget, whether it's temporary or permanent. Granny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Granny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Granny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Tom Ryan's in the books. Our one guest is in the books. Next week, we will probably feature the Billerica coach, football coach, Sean Terrio. We had him on. We interviewed him, and it's going to be a good add to the Merrimack Valley next week, probably, for sure. I hate doing that kiss of death when you make plans ahead of time, and you probably have a different guest. But nonetheless, we are here to the end. Merrimack Valley, thank you to msownersports.com, Kelly Media for another ship, and Danny Martin for producing and making us all sound and good. We're out of here, though. We'll see you next week. Two more shows to go. Stay tuned. We're out every Thursday morning. We'll talk to you next week.